Welcome to Jeep in Motion, the feature dedicated to highlighting developments under the ongoing Jamaica Emergency Employment Program. Residents of the Monaltri community in Southeast St. Andrew will soon have access to a newly constructed community center. Construction work on the community center got underway in mid-January and is scheduled for completion by the end of March.
The concrete structure, a single-story concrete structure, so that the community can use it to host their community meetings and any other activities which release the use of purchase from the community. We're currently past the decking and so forth, so majority of the infrastructure works are on it. So we're doing the finishing now.
Works overseer at the Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, the KSAC, Xavier Chevans. Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister and a Member of Parliament for Southeast St. Andrew, Julian Robinson, says the community center is an important venture that will assist in developing the community's social capital.
It's an important project because the area doesn't have a community center, so this will allow members of the community to have somewhere that they can have meetings, engage in training programs, and other types of social interaction. That community was rebuilt about 5-6 years ago after there was a major fire that went through the community, and it was rebuilt under the inner city housing program. So the community center will augment what exists there.
The community center is being constructed at a cost of $5.2 million, and the construction exercise has provided employment opportunities for several residents.
This project was put to tender. However, it was clearly stipulated to the contractor, it's a G project, so as much employment as possible, persons should be employed on the project. So that was carried out, and a liaison was made with the person on the ground from the community so that they could identify the relevant workers for the contractor to work on the project. So most of the persons who work on the project come from the community.
Mr. Chevron says community members are pleased with the opportunity to receive employment through the project.
Employment is always good. It's always forthcoming. Yeah, the feedback is good to know that they benefited from it. It's not a continuous employment, but at least each person has benefited from at least a fortnight.
Works overseer at the KSAC, Xavier Chevans. Nivia Ferran lives in Monaltri. She was able to benefit from temporary employment under the project.
I didn't have any employment and I was at home every day. And I know this just brought joy to me because the kids can go to school and have what they want, and I can also pay bills out of it, so I feel so great.
Another beneficiary, Roger Hoyt, is commending the project for furthering the development of the community and contributing to job creation.
It's a good thing because a whole heap of youth in the community don't really have no work and such like that. But to see a project like this come up, we're glad to see it and really appreciate it through the mind. We're glad to see something like this again. Like better have the youth them from the corner of Ireland. This is not a lot, man, because it makes me feel a bit for my mother and all of my little kingdom to deal with.
Jeep is one of the government's strategies geared at countering chronic unemployment among some Jamaicans, particularly those in lower socioeconomic groups. Jeep also provides employment for persons with special needs, as well as those with low skill levels. The Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, Jeep, is now in its third phase, and already over 40,000 Jamaicans have received employment under the initiative. Phase 3 will come to a close March 31, 2014. That's it for today's edition of Jeep in Motion. Join us again next time as we continue to look at developments under the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, Jeep.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.